everybody. So, I'm home from work. I've had dinner. I took a nice warm shower. And I am relaxing in my living room on my couch all sprawled out. So, the suggestions I got were all really good. And it's really hard for me to pick one because I'm a people pleaser. And I don't like to disappoint people. So I figured at some point I'll get to all the suggestions. But maybe for tonight I will maybe just describe a fantasy that I have that I would really enjoy fulfilling eventually. And I hope that is okay with y'all. If I sound a little out of it, it is just because... Sorry, it's been a long day. But I hope everybody knows how much that the kindness and the encouragement and all that good stuff really means to me. I feel like, I don't know, it feels nice. So, where do I begin? I think I will start with a fantasy that I have with women, and then I'll get to a fantasy I have with men. With women, women are beautiful, alright? Women are magical. Men as well, of course, they have things about them that just pull the eye, like you can't. But I think that when it comes to women, I have a tendency to be a lot more dominant naturally. And I've always wanted to, not necessarily tie down a woman. I don't know. I feel like I want to almost pamper a woman. You know, like, kisses all over, soft touches. I feel like that'd be really nice. And not even, like, a lot of, you know, sexual things, but the sexual things are, you know, kind of delicious. I don't know. It's just something about touching a woman's soft skin that just sends, like, a thrill through you. You know, because the thighs are always so soft. You know, running fingertips up and down thighs. And the butt. Oh, my God. I'm a sucker for a nice ass. I swear to God, I am. Half the time when I'm out in public, I'm checking out asses. It's terrible, like, I shouldn't do that, but I just naturally gravitate towards a nice ass. And then there's that, the curvature of the spine, which is just, it's perfect for kissing and for, like, trailing fingers or using leather to just stroke, like, the sensitive bits. Ugh. And of course, there's, you know, there's just something so perfect about eating pussy. It's like, it's just right there, and you can just consume it. It's, there's a thrill and spreading pussy lips and licking a clit. I will fight somebody on that. Like, God, it's beautiful. Getting myself all worked up again. And then, of course, with men, it's hands. There's something about a man with rough hands that just makes me go weak in the knees. And of course, tall men are nice, but I feel like shorter guys don't get enough attention, you know? Short guys are, I don't know, they're a breath of fresh air sometimes. And I really hate it when short guys feel like, you know, they can't compete with taller guys. You guys can. You've got everything you need to compete with a tall guy. It really annoys me. There's nothing cuter than, like, a shorter guy with a nice smile. And a good personality. Like, I just want to, like, wrap my arms around you and just kiss you, stupid. You're so fucking cute. Stop. And, of course, taller guys are nice, too, because, well, you know, they're tall. And I want to, like, put hiking boots on and just, like, hike myself up you. But all men are precious. But, yeah, it's, like, the hands, the smile. Of course, a voice. Jesus Christ. If you've got one of those voices that just sounds like warm chocolate and whiskey. My God, someone better hold me back. Oh, and I'm a sucker for pretty eyes. I don't care what color they are. Like, dark, like, secretive, mysterious eyes. Oh, shit. I'm sorry, but brown, like, dark brown eyes, like, in those little slivers of light that, like, come in through blinds and they light up real, like, bright honey. Oh, Jesus Christ. And rough hands. There's, oh, God, like men who work with their hands, like mechanics or, people who are avid outdoorsmen and they have like those rough, calloused hands. Game over. But soft hands are nice too because, you know, they're soft. They offer totally different kinds of sensation. Facial hair is nice too, it feels good on the thighs. I see with men, sometimes. Sometimes I have a need to dominate them. You know, there's nothing, I say that a lot, but there's something so sexy about having a physically strong man incapacitated on his knees. You know, of course, it is consensual and everything, but, like, tied up in a vulnerable position, knowing you have complete control and power over them, and they're trusting you to do whatever you want. Oh, my God. That makes me really wet. But it's the same for women, too. To see a woman bound and, you know, laying helpless, breasts rising and falling with each breath, legs spread, glistening. Fuck. And if I could have those both at the same time, oh fuck, game over. Just leave me there. I'll be happy. Just leave me in that situation. That might be a perfect place to be, face buried in pussy with a dick in mind. That would be wonderful. Fuck. Well, this thing might end up turning into a ramble fab. That's hot. I kind of want to hear everybody else's fantasies. Like, you should comment them and tell me what's, like, your ultimate fantasy. Like, I say that, you know, what I just said, like, it's my ultimate fantasy, but depending on what day of the week, it will always be different. But yeah, that, what I described sounds pretty damn nice. I hope this doesn't sound bad. Because I really, really, like, now I'm stuck in that mode where I'm thinking about it. One good thing about being home, in your own home, is that you don't have to wear pants or panties. You can just run around in a large t-shirt. Because it makes getting to yourself a lot easier. Fuck, I'm soaked. I want to know what some of the craziest things y'all have ever done is. Fuck. Just thinking about having a big, thick fucking cock inside me. I was sucking on a nice, juicy little clit. Fuck. Yeah, I think I'd like that. Having my nipples played with while sucking on someone else's. Fuck. Damn, I need this. I need it so much. I'm so close. I'm so fucking close. Well, if y'all made it to this point in the audio, I really appreciate y'all being here, sticking around. I honestly really want to get better and do a lot longer audios and maybe get into some scripts, but for right now, I think we're doing all right. Right? Again, thank you guys so much. I've made a mess of my hand. I gotta wipe it off. Anyway, I hope y'all are having a good night and are looking forward to what's to come just as much as I am. All right, y'all. Mwah. Bye.